Tonight on BAP 105, avocados may not be vegan, the Roseanne-less Roseanne show debuts on ABC, and Kristen Bell thinks Snow White's kiss by the prince wasn't consensual. Let's start the show.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson call it quits.
Who fucking
According
cares?
To multiple reports, the two still have love for each other, but things are over romantically.
The fact is ridiculous, but this is what passes for news.
Surprise
the mind every time, but this is what passes for news.
Motherfucking shit.
The news is brand simple and plain. This is what passes for news. Do what we say all goddamn day, because you can't handle the truth.
That's right, that's right. Big April Podcast 105. And yes, that wasn't just the typical TMZ bullshit. That story was on every fucking channel, every network, every newspaper. Talked about the Ariana Grande split. Why do we care? Why does anybody care? Why does the Illuminati care? The one that put these two in the fucking papers. I don't get it. Do you fucking get it? I don't fucking get it. I've had it up to here with Ariana Grande and all her fuckery anyway. And this Pete Davidson, I mean, who the fuck is this goober? Oh, he's a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Well, who the fuck watches that pile of crap? The fuck out of here. Fucking smiling millennial fuckwad. I'm tired of smiling millennial fuckwads. Sick of hearing about them. Sick of looking at them. Sick of trying to dodge them on the sidewalk as they just stand in the middle of the fucking sidewalk pounding on their phones, staring at the screen and ignoring their surroundings. Fucking sick of it. I don't mind when they walk into things as they ignore their surroundings. I certainly don't mind when they get hit by cars and killed. Good. We need more of that to happen, or they walk off cliffs or fall off cliffs taking selfies. Oh, I love, that's my favorite death of all time now. I love when dumb fucks get killed by taking selfies. Good. That's natural selection at its finest. Nature has found a way to get rid of these annoying pieces of shit with their stupid technology. Good. Let's take a selfie. The Wile E. Coyote sound effect kicks it. Right? At least Wile E. Coyote stepped off cliffs, tried to catch his dinner. These fucking useless piles of shit.
Ooh, smile. We're going to get in the picture. Smile. Oh, let's back up a little bit. Just a little bit more.
Whoops. Good. I like when they stand on railroad tracks. I like when they are a little too close to the ocean, get swept out by a rip current. I like when they fall off cliffs. No problem with any of that. Good. Any way we could speed up getting rid of these millennial fuckballs, all for it. This Ariana Grande, again, if this story had stayed on TMZ, I wouldn't pay it any mind. But the fact that the mainstream media blew up with it, you know, the news outlets that I follow, like the LA Times, like NBC News. I mean, I know these are all liberal cesspools now. I know that. But you can't help looking at the train wreck they've all become. When we used to consider them as newsworthy. I trust my news from these sources. They're all like TMZ now. They're trying so hard to appeal to millennial fuckballs that they've given up on the rest of us. I follow NBC News. It's a joke. On Twitter, they actually posted a screenshot of Donald Trump's tweet, as if we could just see Donald Trump's tweet ourselves. I don't know how to find Donald Trump on Twitter. Well, I better hope that NBC News screenshots his tweet and then puts it on their own post. That would really help me out. How dumb do they think we are? The news that's always been out of touch, especially when it comes to modern technology. Twitter's nothing new. It's been around for over 10 years. And it's gotten worse ever since. But we're supposed to be so impressed that they found Donald Trump. screen-capped his tweet and then showed it to the world. And then sparked outrage. Aren't you outraged about this? Look what he said now. Who fucking cares? Again, if we wanted to see what Donald Trump was saying, we'd follow him on Twitter. All right? We don't need NBC to give us a rundown or a recap. It's like, yeah, I know. I could see him right there. Zillions of people retweet him. I'm tired of it. The fucking media just Trump. Enough. Trumped the fuck out. That goes for all you so-called comedians. All you late night hosts. Like, your shows weren't unwatchable before all this shit. Now it's just really, really unwatchable. Insanity. Trump, we get it. You hate Trump. Lots of people hate Trump. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. You're not special. That bandwagon pulled out of the station a long time ago. Stop chasing it. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, anybody named Jimmy, go fuck yourselves. Why are these shows still on the air? Why is network TV still around? Network TV is useless. It's obsolete. There is no reason for it anymore. There is no reason for the same crappy sitcom over and over and over and over and over with the same laugh track they've used since the 70s. And you notice the laugh track has gotten louder and louder and louder because nobody else is laughing. Why is network TV still around? You millennial fuckballs who stream everything, you have no idea what TV was like back in the day. Back in the day, that's all we had was network TV and an antenna on top of the TV. There was no cable, and cable didn't show up to a lot of places till late 80s or even later. Like the San Fernando Valley, where I grew up, we didn't get cable until the late 80s. You know, it's been around. We always had subscription channels like HBO and shit like that. But, you know, basic cable, we didn't get that for a long time. So you got the three big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. And the best we could do back then was tape TV shows to watch them later. There was no streaming. There was no DVR, none of that shit. You had to watch when they wanted you to watch it. And the format is still the same. You know, every half hour show is about 21, 22 minutes long with 8 minutes of commercials in it. And it's always been that way. Why do we still have network TV? Why? Why do we still have basic cable channels? That's just as obsolete as network TV. Again, when you can stream anything and pay and sometimes pay extra to get rid of the commercials. Why? Why do we still... Who watches the USA Network? That's like a network TV channel. You know, you can't cuss. You say ass. Sometimes you get away with shit after 10 o'clock. But it's the same as network TV. You can't swear. You can't show excessive violence. You can't show excessive sex. What the fuck is the point? What is the point when anybody could stream anything? Any kid could get on... You know, any game console, you know, put Hulu or something on, hear people say fuck all day. Why do we still have network TV and why do we still have the safe hours, you know, when you could actually say ass and shit maybe or damn it? You know, they got away with more stuff in the 70s. You know, you millennial fuckballs, why, as long as you're streaming things, why don't you go back and stream some shows like All in the Family? Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons. I get outraged when somebody says nigger on there, and they have. You know, those shows dealt with, you want to talk about social justice and all this shit. Those shows back then dealt with social justice a lot better than what they're doing today. You fucking social justice warriors with their hashtags. You ain't doing jack shit. Watch All in the Family. See if you'd actually get it. You know, Carol O'Connor, who was nothing like his character Archie Bunker on there, played that character brilliantly, perfectly. I don't know who else could have been cast in that role. That's what good actors do. You know, I think Carol O'Connor was actually a liberal in real life, but he played conservative Archie Bunker to a T. And how ironic that meathead, you know, liberal meathead that he's always arguing with, his son-in-law Michael Stivic, played by Rob Reiner, would grow to be a complete liberal meathead. Another Trump whiner. And Rob Reiner has been whining about Republicans long before Trump. That's what he does. Rob Whiner. Nobody likes Rob Reiner. He's a meathead. He is meathead. He's totally become meathead. Somebody's big, fat, bald meathead now. He was at the pussy marches. Yeah, he's another tool. Sick of him. He needs to die with network TV. Yeah, and why do we have network TV? Who is glued to these shows? I don't think I've watched a network program, really. The only one I watch is Fox. And again, you don't have to watch the Fox station to watch the Fox shows. They got them online. They got them, you know, they stream all of them. I watch Family Guy. I watch once in a while The Simpsons. Once in a while Bob's Burgers. And that's about it. All the live action shows suck. Last good one they had was Married with Children. That was a long time ago. I have no problem watching those reruns whenever I could find them. All right? Let network TV die. Network TV is like shopping at Sears. Why? What is the point? What is the point? Obsolete. Don't need network TV anymore. And I love how network TV always gets on and says, well, we're moving such and such a show from 9 o'clock on Thursday to 8 o'clock on Tuesday. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter when you run it anymore. People don't watch shows live anymore. You don't have to do that. You could DVR it. You could stream it. People can watch it on their goddamn phones as they're standing in the middle of the sidewalk and ignoring the world. Nobody cares about program changes anymore. That shit is done. Done. Nobody cares when the fucking show is on. We'll watch it when we fucking get to it, all right? You know, I'm backed up on American Horror Story. I know that comes on every Wednesday. I don't watch it on Wednesday. I watch it on the weekend when I can see it. South Park, same thing. I don't watch that when that comes on Comedy Central. Who the fuck watches Comedy Central? No comedy on there, for one. All the shows I used to like are long gone. What the fuck is the point? Basic cable, dead. Comedy Central, useless. As soon as you change Daily Show host, that was the beginning of the end right there. The other show I used to like, At Midnight, with Chris Hardwick. Of course, had that still continued, he would have lost that gig after the sexual misconduct allegations that came out on him by his jealous ex-girlfriend. They later proved to be false, and he got his Talking Dead gig back. But Jesus Christ, he got dragged through the mud, and he didn't do shit. Just accusations. Any dumb broad can make an accusation online, and then you're in big trouble. They don't have to prove anything. There's some stupid story that Kobe Bryant has been removed as a juror on an animation film festival. Listen to this dumb shit. Kobe Bryant has been removed from the Animation is Film Festival jury following backlash stemming from a 2003 rape allegation. And that was before Twitter. We remember the Kobe Bryant case, right? That was really big that year in the news. Another black man up on charges. We love that, don't we, whiteys? 2003 rape allegation. And this was before Twitter and all its craziness. Was he ever convicted? Nope. So it just remains an allegation. Though the former LA Lakers star was set to serve as a juror at the annual event this weekend in Hollywood, organizers announced on Wednesday that he will no longer participate. After discussions with various stakeholders of animationist film, the decision has been made to remove Kobe Bryant from the 2018 jury. Eric Beckman, founder of the festival and CEO of G Kids, is anything like cars for kids? I don't want to know, said in a statement. We are a young organization, and it is important to keep our collective energies focused on the films, the participating filmmakers, and our festival attendees. Last week, a petition was created on change.org. Oh, I wish they would go the fuck away already. For Bryant, who won an Oscar for his 2017 short, Dear Basketball. Did anybody remember that? Short? Where do these shorts appear? It's not like the Three Stooges, you know, shorts like that that used to precede movies in the theaters. I don't know where these shorts are ever seen. Anyway. For Bryant to be removed from the roster of jurors due to an accusation. Do these people know what accusation means? It doesn't mean conviction. It means somebody is pointing a finger and accusing you. Which now you could just write a tweet and everybody believes it. Hashtag believe women. Right? Due to an accusation of sexual assault made against him in the past. An accusation that was made 15 years ago. What? They didn't hear of this until now? A bunch of snowflakes got on change.org and, oh my God, we can't have Kobe Bryant on the jury, even though we're not going to be there ourselves. This is an urgent time to say no, it's in caps, to toxic and violent behavior against women. What violent behavior? What happened there? A groupie went up to his room and he banged her. That's what happened. He already paid out the ass to his wife, so everybody's happy. The petition, which only garnered 159 signatures, read. So that's all it took to kick Kobe Bryant off this jury. The petition continues to say, keeping Kobe Bryant on the jury sets a precedent of lenience towards sexual criminals. Again, was he convicted? Did he do any jail time? No. And it further undermines the visibility and respect that victims of harassment and assault deserve. Who are these bitter old fucking broads that put this petition together? Were they going to attend this event? Were they just a bunch of Twitter feminists who just jump on the bandwagon? Me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, suck my dick. Bryant responded to his removal from the animationist film jury in a statement obtained by the Hollywood Reporter. I was honored to have been originally invited by Animationist Film to serve on the 2018 jury, and am disappointed to no longer serve in that capacity, Bryant said. Did he really say this, or is this a statement from his attorney? It continues, this decision further motivates me and my commitment to building a studio that focuses on diversity and inclusion and storytelling for the animation industry. I remain focused on changing the world, and then I have a gun to my head. I better say this fucking bullshit, even though I don't mean it. If I was Kobe Bryant, I'd say, what the fuck is wrong with you snowflakes? Jesus fucking Christ, will you people shut up? Let me serve on this goddamn jury. I'm trying to watch some animated films, for fuck's sakes. Bryant was arrested in July 2003 after a 19-year-old hotel employee claimed she was raped by the then 24-year-old player. The woman refused to testify and the case was later dropped. Well, there you go. Well, now, 15 years later, after that incident, they kick him off a jury because, oh, remember what you did, Kobe Bryant? We're not going to let you do anything. Who are these people that just go around and ruin lives? Tell people what they can and can't do because of their past. Leave the fucking past in the past. If he was convicted, okay, maybe. I get it. He wasn't convicted, all right? This broad was a groupie. Bryant was stupid. Should have kicked her ass out of the room, but he banged her anyway. And then she could scream rape and then get all kinds of money from him. That didn't work out for her because she didn't testify. Instead, Kobe's wife got all the money. Almost makes me wonder if Kobe's wife didn't set up that whole fucking thing. It's like, I'm going to get this motherfucker. Who knows? That's just the conspiracy theorist in me. And hey, did you know that avocados might not be vegan? All my vegan fans out there, do I have any? I can't imagine I do after all the shit I've talked about you. But, oh my God, avocados might not be vegan. Stop the fucking presses. Vegans may start avoiding avocados due to the migratory beekeeping used to pollinate avocado crops, according to reports on Wednesday. Honeybees naturally pollinate fruits and vegetables, but there's not enough bees to meet demand in the U.S., the Washington Post reported. So farmers employ a practice called migratory beekeeping. The bees are shipped into these fields and pollinate the crops when the plants are fertile. Without the bee practice, the U.S. would lose one-third of its crops. The bees gather pollen and nectar from vast swaths of a single crop, depriving them of far more diverse and nourishing diet and wild habitats. This practice boomerangs them from plenty of food to borderline starvation. Save the bees! As when a bloom is over, the bees have nothing to eat. People for the ethical treatment of animals, how did I not know they would be involved in this nonsense, sent a statement to the Post about its position on migratory beekeeping. Why do they even have a position on this? Who the fuck asked them? Going vegan is about making kind choices that bring about positive change. What does that have to do with fucking beekeeping? Let's put your vegan propaganda around here, goddammit. Average shoppers can't avoid produce that involves migratory beekeeping any more than they can avoid driving on asphalt, which has animal ingredients. It does? Do you know that? I didn't know that. You're not talking about when a cat gets run over on the pavement. Is that what you're talking about? By the way, have you driven on asphalt, lady? Ever? Bet you have. I bet all of you PETA people have. Bunch of fucking hypocrites. But they could save nearly 200 animals' lives every year by choosing plant-based foods instead of meat, eggs, and dairy products. Products is in quotes for some reason. PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman said, well, go fuck yourself, Tracy Ryman. I'll bet she has a fucking scowling face 24/7, right? All those PETA people, they're all fucking nuts. Every one of them. Going vegan. That's why they're so pissed off. You ever seen a happy vegan? I've never seen one. Not one. All they do is hold up the lunch line. That's all they fucking do.
Is that vegan? Is that vegan? Is that gluten-free? Is that vegan? Does that have any animal products? Is that dairy? Oh, will you shut up?
Bring your own fucking lunch from home. Don't hold the rest of us up, Jack. Barry, why don't you just go outside and graze on the grass with your animal friends? These people never have a problem with animals killing other animals, right? The carnivores, you never hear them bitch about that. Just us. We're not allowed to eat meat. Well, gee, thanks for trying to run my life, but fuck you. I'm going to eat meat. Double cheeseburger sounds really good right about now. And I don't give a shit about the failing grades that all our burger chains got recently for having too many antibiotics in their fucking product. Who cares? Nobody that goes to fast food gives a shit about that kind of stuff. Just give me food and lots of it. And for cheap. It's like when they started putting the calorie counts on fast food menus again. Nobody that goes into fast food gives two fucks about calorie counts, all right? If they did, they wouldn't be eating there. Everybody's so afraid of everything now. I'm so tired of this. Just let people live their fucking lives. Let them eat what they want, drink what they want, fuck who they want. Just leave us a fucking alone. Stop making everything an issue, all right? Listen, you want to be vegan? Fine. Shut up about it. You want to be religious? Fine. Shut up about it. You want to be a Trump supporter? Fine. Shut up about it. You want to be anti-Trump? Fine. Shut up about it. Do what you do and leave me the fuck out of it. Stop telling people what they should eat and how they should live and what they should smoke and just enough already. Mind your own fucking business. Again, if Donald Trump had the balls to come out and say, will you people just mind your own fucking business? Let me run the goddamn country. If he said those exact words, I would have no problem voting for him. Okay? Until he does, I'll keep voting for anybody who isn't a Democrat and a Republican. Now, getting back to network TV for a second. Remember the Roseanne controversy a little while ago? You know, they were bringing Roseanne's show back for God knows what reason. When these shows die, they need to stay dead. Stop fucking bringing them back. It works in animation, you know, because those characters don't have to grow up. But when these shows, you know, when it's been 25 or so years between the last episode of the first run of the show and the first episode of the new run of the show. Really? Do we really want to see what these people look like 25 years later and give a shit about them? Like, they're still living the same fucking lives they did back then. Again, it works in animation. Like, Family Guy's been canceled twice and brought back. I mean, it's been within a year or so, not 25 years. Futurama, again, it was canceled and brought back. But like those, but those characters don't have to change. You can't do that with live TV. They keep talking about they want to do a Married with Children reunion. I do not want that to happen. That would look sad. All right? Now, Ed O'Neill, I think, is in his 70s now, for Christ's sakes. And fucking Christina Applegate, you know, she's almost 50. And Bud is a little bit younger than that. What, seriously? You want to bring that back? It's going to suck. All right? It sucked the last year it was on because they got all new writers on there and they fucked it up. And they moved it to Saturday, which is a death day, at least back then, for network TV. Again, nowadays, it doesn't fucking matter when things come on. But back then, yeah, it had some significance. All right? When you put shows on Saturday, you're pretty much saying, yeah, that's enough of this fucking show. And they hired all new writers and they just completely ruined it. It was awful. There was maybe two okay ones in that last season of Married with Children. And the rest of it was just, they made it like a regular old sitcom. It was just didn't work. There's something wrong with it. You know? But don't bring that back. Murphy Brown, that's another show they just brought back recently. I think just an excuse to have more Trump whining on TV. Like, we didn't have enough of it already. But getting back to Roseanne. Okay, listen, I am not a fan of Roseanne. All right? I had no intention of watching this show with or without her on it. But it had its premiere, and it did respectable numbers. Probably not as good as she used to have on her old show. People are curious about it. There's a lot of internet buzz. And then ABC discovered some dumb tweet that she wrote, and they kicked her off her own show. And holy shit, now what do we do, right? What are we going to do with the rest of the cast who signed on to this dumb thing? Fucking Roseanne got kicked off the Roseanne show. Ain't that some shit. Can you imagine in the 90s if Seinfeld got kicked off of Seinfeld? He probably would today. Happened back then, people would be protesting NBC. But all right, Roseanne's gone. Sometimes past. Flash forward to today. This week, the new Roseanne-less Roseanne premiered. It's called The Conners, which is the name of her family. Oh, yeah, we were all waiting for that. Again, I'm not a fan of Roseanne, but Roseanne was the reason you'd watch The Roseanne Show, right? I wouldn't have watched this thing with or without her. I wouldn't have cared either way. But everybody is fucking making a big deal about it online. Oh, you got rid of Roseanne. I'm going to boycott. Like, were you going to watch it in the first place? You know it's going to suck. Whether she was on or not. Now it really sucks because she's not on. You're going to call it The Conners? Who gives a fuck about The Conners? All the kids are all old and grown, probably have their own stupid kids. Who gives a shit? I'll give this show will not last one season. I think it'll last the minimum 6 episodes and it'll vanish into thin air where it belongs. I guarantee you nobody in America is ever going to say, I got to watch The Conners. Hey, let's all go down to the bar and watch The Conners. No. It debuted well below what the Roseanne show with Roseanne did earlier. This show ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I really want to see what Sarah Gilbert is up to. Wasn't she on one of those dumbass talk shows like The View or the one on CBS that Les Moonves used to run? Fuck, The Chew, yeah. No thanks. That whole show was a bonehead move. It's bad enough when shows get rebooted and they put a lame cast in there that makes the original show then suck. When they bring an old show back with the same cast and they're all old and fat and unfunny, what the fuck? Did we really have such a sense of nostalgia that this needed to happen? No, the same goes for Murphy Brown and Willard Grace and all the other shit they brought back from the dead. Cut it out already. If fucking Seinfeld comes back, I'm out of here. And I'll say it, Seinfeld, not funny, all right? That show, not funny. Overrated. Yeah, the soup Nazi. Yeah, fucking hilarious, all right? I'm not a New York Jew, okay? Sorry, I don't freak with delis that fucking much. I don't think Seinfeld was funny. I don't think his stand-up was funny. I don't think he's funny, period. So I didn't watch that show. I didn't think it was funny. I tried, couldn't get into it. Everybody was a Seinfeld junkie. I don't give a fuck about Seinfeld. They bring him back, forget it. Ooh, these people. I mean, Seinfeld, it was funny when people imitated Seinfeld, like when Howard Stern and Gilbert Gottfried did it. But really, when your imitators are funnier than you, time to hang it up. All right? Now, speaking of unfunny, annoying comedians, it's now time for What Stupid Shit Did Amy Schumer Say Now? Professional victim Amy Schumer, says comedian here. It is the Huffington Post, after all. In a recent conversation with actor Dax Shepard, what the fuck that is? Dax Shepard, what has he been in? Employee of the Month? Zethra, A Space Adventure? Yeah, really, really good movies. Without a Paddle? Yeah, terrific. Good stuff, dude. Oh, yeah, he's married to Kristen Bell, who I mentioned earlier at the beginning, and we'll get to her in a second. But anyway, this Amy Schumer, in a recent conversation with actor Dax Shepard, offered a memorable explanation of the violence, both potential and real, that women face day in and day out. Yeah, men face no violence at all. Just the women, just the American women's, the oppressed American women's. Yeah, they're getting stoned to death, right? They're getting their hands cut off, right? Oh, this is Saudi Arabia? Sorry. She made it seem like it was. In an appearance on Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, that sounds really good, Schumer spoke with Shepard and co-host Monica Padman about violence against women and the silent sexism so many women experience. Again, if she had something going on, if she was actually funny, she actually had Netflix specials that didn't make you want to vomit, she would be saying shit about any of this stuff. Yeah, you're so hilarious, Amy Schumer. Yeah, you speak up for all women. All women should follow your example. At one point in the discussion, Shepard likened an uncomfortable experience of a woman hitting on him to the harassment women encounter.
Forget about being uncomfortable. Women are mostly scared of violence,
Schumer rebuked him. And then she reads the usual script here.
1 in 6 women reports being sexually assaulted, but really it's 1 in 3 women. So we're not even like, is this going to happen? We're like, when?
She went on.
We live in constant fear of violence.
We live. Again, she thinks she gets to speak for all women. All women should be afraid. Afraid of everything. Afraid of all you dirty men's out there. All those men, that's all they want to do is rape you and attack you, harass you. You should all live in fear of these evil, rotten men's. She's insane. I'm sure all women who are actually enjoying the men that they're with love the fact that you're going to put these words in their mouths. Listen to this fucking claptrap load of bullshit here. Just the feeling that we have all day walking past a guy sitting alone on a bench. You're just bracing ourselves. You're just bracing ourselves. That doesn't even make sense. And I think that's something men don't understand. So every guy that just sits alone on a bench is suspicious. You know, you got to figure she's talking about New York City. There's a lot of park benches everywhere. So a guy just sitting there minding his own business, reading the newspaper or whatever. You better be afraid. He's a potential rapist. Every man is a potential rapist. She is nuts. It's like the Cold War. It's like the Red Scare all over again. But instead of communists, they're just afraid of all men, period. Because they're going to rape you. That guy sitting on that bench, he's up to no good. Better walk right by him and make sure he's up to no good. Now it's time to whip out the victim card, as she loves to do so often. The comedian and actress, listen, stop calling her that, all right? You know, every time it says that, I'm going to call her professional victim. The professional victim revealed in a 2016 interview with Marie Claire that when she lost her virginity at 17, by the way, who asked her when she lost her virginity. Is that anybody's business? God knows she loves to talk about her pussy every 5 seconds on her stupid act. And when she lost her virginity at 17, it was not consensual. Oh, it wasn't now, sure, when the narrative calls for it. Earlier this year, Schumer described the experience as rape, because we love that word. Rape, 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 rape. In a conversation with Katie Couric. Ugh. God. You imagine those two cackling broads sitting there chatting it up. Oh, my God. Just kill me. On the Journalist podcast. Now, Katie Couric has a podcast. Oh, I can't wait to listen to that. Saying she was flat out raped the first time she had sex. My first sexual experience was not a good one. Yeah, it probably wasn't good for him either. I didn't think about it until I started reading my journal again. When it happened, I wrote about it almost like a throwaway. It was like, and then I looked down and I realized he was inside of me. He was saying, I'm so sorry and I can't believe I did this. And you believe this load of shit for a second? This is just going to be in our next act. That's all. Schumer has long been an advocate for body positivity and women's rights. What right don't you have? Recently protesting getting detained at the Kavanaugh demonstration. Yeah, I talked about that nonsense last week. Again, if she had anything going on, she wouldn't be at demonstrations. She wouldn't be appearing on these dopey podcasts whining about how she doesn't have any rights, how men are evil, and you should watch that guy sitting on a bench. She wouldn't even be doing this shit. She'd be up on stage telling jokes. That's what a comedian is supposed to do. I don't know when she forgot that. I don't know if she ever got that memo at all. I certainly haven't seen her do anything funny. Now, let's not forget how she broke into the business, right? By fucking Anthony Jeselnik and then fucking him out of a job. Right? And then she got a show of it. It lasted, what, 2-3 years? He got a show that lasted about 2 weeks. She gets the Netflix specials. He gets the Shaft. I think he had one special. Now, he's not the best comedian in the world, but I like his dry humor. I get his shit. Again, not the best, but you know, far better than fucking Amy Schumer. The fuck was he thinking banging that fucking slob? Body positivity. Oh, please. Imagine Lisa Lampanelli talking about, hey, fat chicks. Yeah. Nope. You know what she does? She goes and jokes about it. And she doesn't stay on that topic. She just jumps around. She doesn't sit and talk about her pussy, her entire act, and how it smells, and men are afraid of it, and all this stuff. Jesus Christ. Whatever happened to Lisa Lampanelli? She was so funny on those roasts. She was like the only good female comic they had on there. Schumer was on a couple of those about the time she was fucking Jeselnik. Not funny. Never funny. Needs to fucking shut up. Will you please just shut up, Amy Schumer? I'm tired of talking about you. Every time you open your app and say something stupid, it triggers me. I get triggered. All right? I'm Trigglypuff. Trigglypuff. Fucking Amy Schumer. Fuck you and fuck Chuck Schumer, too. Now, as I teased earlier, let's bring out the final dingbat of the show. And that would be Kristen Bell, otherwise known as the wife of Dax Shepard. But nobody's ever going to call her that. Again, this is a story that was everywhere, not just at TMZ or another stupid place like that. This was all over the mainstream media. They thought this was just so fucking important. Here we go. Kristen Bell thinks Snow White tells kids the wrong message about strangers and consent. Snow White, the old fairy tale, the fairy tale everybody knows. Everybody knows. But Kristen Bell, who, by the way, works on Frozen and probably not for much longer after this comes out, now all of a sudden has a problem with old Disney stories. Like, we don't all know Disney has an agenda. Disney's always been about indoctrination, and it's been successful for all these years. But now all of a sudden, Kristen Bell has a problem with it. In particular, the 38-year-old actress has some concerns that Snow White undermines what she teaches her daughters about stranger danger. Her daughters are named Lincoln and Delta. So she has daughters named after an ex-president and an airline. Every time we close Snow White, I look at my girls and ask, Don't you think it's weird that Snow White didn't ask the old witch why she needed to eat the apple? Oh, are you serious? She is reading way too far into this. It's a fantasy tale. It's not supposed to make sense. Or where she got that apple? I say, I would never take food from a stranger, would you? And my kids are like, no. And I'm like, here she goes. She sounds just like Amy Schumer, the like all the time. And my kids are like, no. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing something right. You're too old to be talking like that, lady. Once you pass 15, you should stop that. Belle also asks her daughters about the Snow White book when talking about consent when it comes to, at best, Prince Charming's presumptuous behavior. Don't you think it's weird that the prince kisses Snow White without her permission? Because you cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping. Jesus Christ. Is she accusing Prince Charming of rape? Are we going to start accusing fictional characters of rape now? Have we really gotten to that point? I fucking hate this day and age that we live in now. Everything is picked apart with a fine-tooth comb to see if it's sexist or racist. You know, these stories are older than shit. They weren't made to make sense. They weren't made to be politically correct because that didn't exist back then. You know, every actress is some kind of feminist hero, you know, flying around with a cape and has to pick apart all these dopey stories from the past. Just stop. And he pretty much told Disney to fuck off. Don't put me in any more of your Frozen movies. Your fucking brain is frozen. I mean, if Roseanne got fired for her shit, why don't you get fired for your shit? Because that Frozen franchise is very successful. You know they're going to make more of those. You just dumbassed your way out of that easy check. Stupid. Stop being stupid, everybody. God damn it. Just keep your mouth shut. You know, these dumb broads' opinions should not be fucking news, all right? Certainly somebody's getting killed somewhere in the world. How about reporting on that a little more often? Instead of every dopey white actress with an opinion, you know, has to be the front page headline. Go fuck yourselves. And before I get on out of here, I would just like to say, well, sorry I didn't make it on Wednesday. There, I said I'd put these on Wednesday. Just fell a little bit short. You know, I often get home from work and I pass the fuck out. Sometimes as soon as I sit down. But hey, it's Thursday. It's only a day later. I'm getting better. So check in with me next Wednesday and hopefully I'll have a new show for you then. But until then, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. What does your soul look like? I don't know. You ain't got one. Motherfucker. BigAgriPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAgriPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, hey, Mark Zuckerberg finally allowed me to post again. So if you're on that piece of shit, just go on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like it, follow it, do it. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil. Find me on SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Big Angry Phil podcast on TuneIn. Now, I've been hearing some reports that the last couple of podcasts have not made it on the TuneIn. There's something wrong with the feed. So I'll look into that and see if we can't fix that motherfucker. Now, very important. Next week is the last and final week of the Live Tom Leica Show. But following that, there will be a new podcast. So you want to continue to subscribe to TomEverywhere.com. And make sure you subscribe to the Gary Udino Show. GaryUdino.com. And they have a new free podcast. You can find that on iTunes and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check it out. Well, that's it for me. Until next week. I bid you a fond farewell. In other words, see ya.